Today on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Talking about the pressure on David Goodman, the president of the Amateurs today with the two big days. And, well, we're hoping for record crowds. We've had such a tough time here, but we're not the only ones suffering. Townsville's had a rough time too, except they've got this wonderful magnet. It's called the Queensland Country Bank Stadium. And do you know what they're doing? They're hosting two NRL finals, so you can imagine what's going on down there. It says here it's happening. Townsville set to host a doubleheader on the weekend, part of the NRL finals series. Now, of course, the talk is they're not the only ones hosting these finals. It's happening along the Queensland coast. It means it's wonderful opportunities for people who love their footy. It's also going to be a generator of significant amounts of money. So there's lots of positives here. But I've actually got Jeff Riebel on the line. He's the chief executive of the North Queensland Toyota Cowboys. He's kindly offered me a few minutes because he's the busiest bloke in Queensland today. Jeff, good morning.
Hey, g'day, John. How are you going?
What's the mood like down there?
Look, I think the initial mood is it's fantastic to have this type of games at the stadium, mate. You know, we'd much rather be playing ourselves, of course, John. But I think this is the next best thing for all of our members and our fans and lovers of rugby league in North Queensland to be able to see finals actions up this way.
Now, you made a very good point. It's not Cowboys, sadly, but there's still a magnetism. We're talking about the best, fundamentally, the best teams in the competition. Otherwise, they wouldn't be in the finals. Has it attracted people from out of town that you know of?
Yeah, John, I am aware of that. The game itself is, again, run by the NRL rather than us. I believe ticket sales have been very, very solid with 15,000, 16,000 already. And I'm of the opinion around 10 to 15% of that are from the one-hour-plus drive market, John, which is, I heard your introduction about the amateurs up there on the weekend and, yeah, and the like. And mate, the sport and events is just a fantastic way to stimulate an economy at the moment, which has got a myriad of factors that are affecting it, isn't it?
Well, the other thing you wouldn't be so aware of, I suppose, so much is it's generated once again this debate up here about the need for our own facility. I mean, I suppose envy's part of it, but the reality is it's generated so much. You know, well, for a start, job opportunities down there, a significant boost to all the businesses down there, and we look at it and say, we've been planning our own, you know, facility for decades up here. We've just got to get across the line. But anyway, that's for us, not for you to worry about.
Oh, look, it is for me to worry about, John, because we're the North Queensland Cowboys, mate, and I've met, and I've spoken with the Northern Pride up there. I've spoken with government representatives up there, mate. A boutique 12 to 14,000 seat stadium, rectangular stadium, is something that Cairns not only deserves but can sustain. All you need to do is look at places like Mackay and the Sunshine Coast, who have these wonderful stadiums that can attract those ad hoc games, not only in rugby league, but other rectangular sports. And the Cairns community, not just the rugby league community, but the overall community, thoroughly do deserve that, mate.
Yeah. Now, Jeffrey, I forget your capacity, the new capacity. I presume it's between 25 and 28,000 odd. How full will it be this weekend?
Yeah, the capacity, John, is 25,000. There's a few restrictions still. The hospitality areas are under the same rules as restaurants,
really?
With the one per 2 square metres. That only reduces it by 500-600 people, though, mate. So, look, I'm of the opinion that they'll get probably around 18 to 20,000 here for the doubleheader. And I think, again, you mentioned it in the opener, Rockhampton has a game Sunday afternoon, and Mackay have got two games next week as well. And I think it's just fantastic, the games being taken on the road, and a great initiative by the Queensland government and the NRL.
I couldn't agree more. Six of the nine finals to be played in Townsville, Rocky, the Sunshine Coast and Mackay, all benefiting from the extended COVID lockdowns in New South Wales and Victoria. And these games, and this is critically important, tip to put $5 million into the communities. These are communities that are suffering everywhere because there's all a certain reliance on tourism at the moment. It's on its knees, as you certainly would know, Jeffrey.
Yeah. You're right. I was down in... We played a game in Rockhampton a couple of weeks ago, John. It was St George's home game, and it was their game in theory. But the support we're fortunate to have down there. But it's just great to see a smile on people's faces. You know, there's about 5,000 people in Brown Park there. Great little surface, great little place to play footy. And again, it's a great way to showcase our regional areas. And when we do get to open back up, another reason to come along and visit.
Now, I've got to take this opportunity. The Cowboys' disappointing year, I think it was 15th, if I remember rightly, bloody disappointing. What do we do next year? We're thrilled. We're thrilled at these juniors, if you like. They're almost school kids, and aren't they looking promising? But still, some of the commentators are saying, yeah, that's all fine. I listened to the last match last week, and they, that's all fine, but they need, you know, a couple of stars because the kids aren't going to get them into the finals next year.
Yeah, look, and everybody has their opinion, John, and I respect that. I think you're right. We look back on our year with a view of a lost opportunity. You see that, you know, 8th place and 7th place got into the finals, losing more games than they won. What we're looking for, mate, is there's no hiding the fact that the season didn't live up to our expectations or it didn't live up to our people's expectations at all, and we need to be better. What we need to do is look at those glimpses of success this year and turn that into consistency, which in turn will deliver results. Mm. How we're going to do that, mate, is with the addition, firstly, of Peter Hicku and Chad Townsend. Chad brings with him a game management, but a leadership on and off the field. That this year we had that vacuum of leadership where we lost our co-captain, Michael Morgan, very early in the season.
Yeah.
We lost Justin O'Neill. You know, we lost hundreds of games of NRL. Where we're going to improve, not only with those two men, is we talk about those young men like the Helam Lukis from up in Cairns. They're going to be so much better for the dozen odd games that they played this year, and also the leadership that they're going to have. We need to get in between their ears. We need to give them more football IQ. We need to give them help them build their resilience. So when we're under pressure and we're in the tough times, we remember our jobs and do the jobs well, mate.
Jeff, I really appreciate this. Hopefully we'll be able to continue that contact into next year. Have a wonderful weekend.
Absolutely.
I'm sure you will.
Yeah. Mate, I think it's just a wonderful thing. Again, I'd much rather, I'd be happy playing in Darwin if the Cowboys were playing, mate. But as I said, I'll take this as a second best and know that our North Queensland community would as well, mate.
Good on you, Jeff. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, John. Have a great weekend.
It's Jeff Riebel. He's the CEO of the North Queensland Toyota Cowboys. Look at the time, 10 to 10. Now, in just a moment...